Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Duplex Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update with your host, David Cannon.
Yeah, I know what you're probably thinking. Xiaomi the Mi Mix 3. Okay, maybe not, but Xiaomi have announced the Mi Mix 3 this week, as well as the Black Shark Hilo gaming phone, plus a cryptocurrency phone from HTC of all companies, trying to save themselves with this phone. And you thought this week was going to be boring. Hello everyone, it is David Cannon here. It is the Friday News Update. It is episode 49. By the way, I'm doing a live Q&A on my YouTube channel, Tech Chat with David Cannon, this Sunday, 6 p.m. Hope you can join me for that. But for now, there's a lot to get through this week, so let's get going. This is the Friday News Update, and first up this week, just a quick heads up that OnePlus have rescheduled their OnePlus 6T announcement event to this Monday, the 29th of October. It was originally going to be on the 30th, but Apple have announced an event on the 30th as well, and OnePlus don't want all the attention going to Apple, and also it's going to be really hard for tech people covering both events to make it to both events. In fact, it would probably be impossible, so they have rescheduled their event to the 29th of October. And make sure to subscribe, because we will be talking about that on next week's episode, as well as the Apple event next week. But this week, Xiaomi launched two brand new phones, and they are really, really cool. So first up, we have the Mi Mix 3, and the original Mi Mix was kind of one of the first bezel-less smartphones. The camera moved to the chin, which was quite big, but there was like no top bezel at all. So this was probably our second step on the way to bezel-less phones after the Sharp Aquos. But now we have a kinda fully bezel-less Mi Mix, the Mi Mix 3. So how have they achieved this? Well, it's one of these slider phones where the selfie cameras and anything else that would be otherwise in the top bezel are in the top section of a panel, which is at the back of the phone. And most of the time you can't see them. They are hidden at the back of the phone. The panel is the same size as the phone, and it just fits onto the back of the phone. But when you actually want to use the selfie cameras, you slide the panel up, and then the top of the panel sticks out above the screen. You can see it, and then you can take a selfie. The selfie cameras are now visible. Really cool. This one isn't motorized, so you have to actually pull it up. But still, it does enable a 93.4% screen-to-body ratio. So that is even more bezel-less than the iPhone XS or the Galaxy S9. That's pretty impressive. Pretty much all you're going to see on this is screen. It's going to be almost totally bezel-less. But when you do slide up that slider, you're going to get a 24-megapixel camera and a 2-megapixel camera for background blurring, because there is a dual camera in that slider as well as a speaker. And on the back, we are getting a 12 megapixel and 12 megapixel dual camera with a 960 frames per second slow-mo feature, just like we get on the Galaxy S9 and many other phones. And it got a DxOMark score of 103, the same as the Note 9 and HTC U12 Plus, so it's gonna be pretty good. And that screen, that's gonna be pretty much all you're gonna see on the front, is a 6.4 inch AMOLED Full HD Samsung screen, so that is gonna look really, really good. There's no headphone jack, and there is Android Oreo, but it does have the Snapdragon 845 with 6GB, 8GB, or even up to 10 10 gig of RAM on a special edition, which is called the Forbidden Cities Special Edition, and that's going to have a ceramic back as well. That's going to be really nice. And we're also getting a 3200 mAh battery with fast charging. So that is going to start at 3,299 yuan, which is £370 when converted into pounds. And that's going to be available on the 1st of November. Pre-orders now at me.com. The special edition is going to cost 4,999 yuan, which is about £560. Can't find when that's going to be released. It's coming soon for now. I don't know anymore, but there is also going to be a 5G edition coming in 2019. That's going to be one of the first, if not the first, 5G phones. Also, we got the Black Shark Hilo. Another week, another gaming phone. That also goes up to 10 gig of RAM, so that is going to let you keep tons of games open. That is very cool. That is paired with a Snapdragon 845, and there's also 6 gig or 8 gig RAM versions. There is a cooling system to keep it cool. There is a 6 inch AMOLED screen. Doesn't seem to be like 120 hertz or anything, but it will look very, very good. And there is a 4,000 mAh battery, which is massive. That's going to keep you going for a long time. We're getting a 12 megapixel and 20 megapixel dual camera on the back. Just one 20 megapixel camera on the front. And there is a color-changing LED on the back, just like we got on the Razer Phone 2. But also, we have LED strips on the sides as well, which is cool. These can also change color, and these can also alert you to notifications, so they'll flash up when I release a new video, for example. You're also gonna get controllers in the box, mini controllers for games. One included with the 6GB and 8GB variant, and two with the 10GB, and there is Android Oreo, no headphone jack. It's gonna start at 3,499 yuan, which is £390. It's gonna be released on the 30th of October, with a 10GB model coming on the 12th of December. And again, you can pre-order that on me.com in China. Next up, HTC have made a cryptocurrency phone. And yup, you can only buy it in cryptocurrency, because of course. So if you're thinking, well, I have no idea what that means, what on earth, David? Well, I don't really know either, but I'll try and explain it in a moment. But first, it's called the HTC Exodus 1, and here are the specs. Same as the U12 Plus, 6-inch LCD QHD screen, 12 megapixel and 60 megapixel dual camera on the back, 8 megapixel and 8 megapixel dual camera on the front, Snapdragon 845, 6 gig of RAM, and a 3,500 mAh battery. So pretty decent. But what makes this special is that it can store cryptocurrency. So Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum are the examples HTC give, but you're probably going to be able to store pretty much any cryptocurrency on here, and they're going to be stored really securely. The keys are going to be kept secure from the rest of the phone, from Android, so nobody can really steal them, and you can store your cryptocurrency on here. It's a secure wallet, and there's a feature called social key recovery, just in case. It lets you send security data to some of your friends, which store that data in an app, and then when you put together all of your friends' data, you can regain access to your keys in case you lose access to them. There's an early access pre-order going on right now. It's going to cost 0.15 Bitcoin or 4.78 Ethereum, which is about £750. Pretty decent for what you're getting, and you're going to get that in December. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.